Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today addressed his military's plan to operate in Rafah. That's a city where more than 1 million Palestinians are living. Most of them had fled their homes in northern Gaza. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has more from Tel Aviv.
The remarks came at the beginning of a meeting of Israel's government. We will operate in Rafah, Netanyahu says. It will take a few weeks, but it will happen. He says there is a plan in place to move Palestinians sheltering in Rafah to what Israel is calling humanitarian islands. Israel's military says Hamas militants are operating in Rafah among the civilian population. The southern city in Gaza borders Egypt and is the main entry point for most of the humanitarian aid coming into the enclave. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has warned against an Israeli assault on the city. U.S. officials have said Israel has the right to defend itself, but warn there needs to be a, quote, clear and implementable humanitarian plan. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The largest wildfire in Texas history has finally been brought under control. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton says more than 1 million acres were burned during that blaze.
Firefighters in the Texas Panhandle on Saturday announced that the smokehouse fire was 100% contained after they battled the blaze for nearly 3 weeks. The series of fires in the area killed at least 2 people, destroyed farms and ranches, and killed thousands of livestock. In all, 85% of the state's cattle industry grazing areas were burned. The smokehouse fire started on February 26th, about 60 miles northeast of Amarillo. Several lawsuits have already been filed against electric supplier XL Energy, who acknowledged that its power lines were involved in igniting the blaze. Relief efforts in the area are ongoing. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
A recent study has found that older people spend an average of 21 days a year on their medical appointments in the U.S. The study also says they may be encountering bias while at the doctor's office, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Ageism, or discrimination based on a person's age, crops up a lot in healthcare settings, and research shows it can have a detrimental effect on a person's health. Chris Gierkin is with Changing the Narrative, an organization that wants to end ageism. She says stereotypes about old age can result in undertreatment.
This patient will say, like, my back hurts or my knee hurts. And the provider will just say, well, you know, you're 80 years old and that's just to be expected at that age.
But she says there are ways to politely push back.
My quality of life is really important to me, so I need answers.
Gierkin says while negative beliefs about aging can harm us, positive beliefs can have the opposite effect. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.
Stocks across Asia are up in early trading there, and you're listening to NPR News. The so-called Devil Comet is back in the night sky and visible to viewers who look toward the constellation Pisces. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, the rare sighting could soon be spotted with nothing more than the naked eye.
The Pons-Brooks Comet, named for the two astronomers who observed it, is glowing again. This comet is known for its colorful outbursts that appear green, red, and blue. It's also been observed forming a horseshoe shape that looked to some viewers like horns, hence the nickname the Devil Comet. Pons-Brooks is nearing the point in its orbit closest to the sun, which means it's getting brighter. Astronomers say right now you can spot the comet with a telescope or binoculars, but pretty soon you should be able to see it by simply looking up. The comet may also be visible during next month's total solar eclipse. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Boston today for the annual South Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade. While the event celebrates St. Patrick, it also honors Evacuation Day. That commemorates the evacuation of British troops from Boston during the Revolutionary War. In Washington, meanwhile, President Joe Biden held a brunch for Catholic leaders. It was attended by Ireland's Prime Minister. Scottie Scheffler began the final round of the Players' Gold Championship today, 5 shots off the lead, but he finished with a 64 and the win. That matches the lowest final round by a winner. He became the first player in the tournament's 50-year history to win back-to-back championships. Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, and Xander Schauffele all finished just 1 shot behind. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.